Good morning, a Tuesday morning. Back with us is city editor of the Times Union, Mike Goodwin. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Dave.
We're following the sexual harassment allegations of Governor Andrew Cuomo this morning, and you have an update for us.
Yeah, this story sure is evolving minute by minute. Governor Cuomo could face criminal exposure over a former aide's allegation he forcibly kissed her in his office 2 years ago. That allegation from the former aide, Lindsay Boylan, was arguably buttressed Monday evening when the New York Times reported that another woman, 33-year-old Anna Rook, recounted the governor holding her face after they were introduced in a 2019 wedding and asking if he could kiss her. Rook told the newspaper the unsettling encounter took place after Cuomo had made her feel uncomfortable when he put his hand on her lower back. The governor has said he never inappropriately touched anyone or made propositions. The Times Union's managing editor, Brendan Lyons, reports the governor could face exposure for the possibility of misdemeanor sexual abuse charge or a non-criminal harassment violation over the Boylan incident. Onondaga County District Attorney William Fitzgerald said allegations such as the one she has raised could, quote, constitute a misdemeanor or possibly a violation under the penal law, unquote. Fitzpatrick is a former president of the State District Attorneys Association. Under pressure from other Democrats, the governor's office sent a referral empowering State Attorney General Letitia James on Monday to investigate allegations the governor had sexually harassed at least two female staff members, including Boylan. But it does not authorize the Attorney General to conduct a criminal investigation or to subpoena witnesses before a grand jury, we report. That authority would need to be given to James under a separate provision in executive law. And allegations of criminal conduct could also be handed off to a local district attorney.
From there, we will look at the University at Albany, which is facing a multi-million-dollar deficit and likely to force cuts in academic programs. In the interest of full disclosure, I'm an adjunct lecturer at the University of Albany. This isn't good news.
So far, UAlbany is not talking about layoffs. Rachel Silberstein reports that the deficit at UAlbany is projected to be as large as $59 million. The university's budget gap has widened because of the coronavirus, but about $44 million is a result of recurring deficits unrelated to the pandemic. In 2019, UAlbany had an operating budget gap of $11.4 million. To eliminate the structural deficit and stabilize UAlbany's finances, every division across the university is being asked to reduce expenditures by about 15%. Todd Foreman, UAlbany's chief financial officer, says that could lead to $39 million in permanent savings. Carol Kim, the provost and senior vice president for academic affairs at UAlbany, said university leaders have for the first time devised metrics to evaluate which programs are providing the most value to UAlbany and its students. Using such criteria to eliminate classes or curriculum is sure to draw howls from professors.
He is Mike Goodwin, city editor of the Times Union. Joins us on Tuesdays. You can read more at timesunion.com. Mike, thank you.
You're welcome, Dave.